Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 24 regarding Fred Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Fred Kennedy is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-10-20. Apparently on that occasion, he was driving a forklift into the truck. Apparently the truck pulled away, causing him to drop down while still seated in the forklift to the ground. Apparently he reports experiencing loss of consciousness. Apparently he believes he injured his neck and back and went to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently he had further evaluation and treatment, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did accept physical therapy, but did not undergo any surgery. Period. In paragraph, per the treatment records supplied, he was attended to by EMS personnel on 9-10-20. Period. He was standing on the loading dock. He reported he was standing on the loading dock when the truck that was backed up rolled forward and the plate removed. Period. He fell back, then forward, and landed on the left side. Period. He was having pain to his right knee and his neck. Period. He described his pain was from laying on the controls of the forklift. Period. He had a history of hypertension. Period. He was taken to the emergency room at Cooper and underwent several radiographic studies to be inserted here. Period. He specifically denied loss of consciousness, notwithstanding what he asserts presently. Period. There were no outward signs of trauma on clinical exam. Period. He had normal range of motion of the neck and no neurologic deficits. Period. He had normal range of motion throughout the musculoskeletal system. Period. The head and nose were normal, cephalic, and atraumatic. Period. He was diagnosed with muscular strains for which he was treated and released. Period. In paragraph, he then followed up at WorkNet on 9-15-20. Period. On this occasion, he described he was straddled between the loading dock and the back of a trailer that was docked up against that when apparently the truck started to pull forward. Period. The clip toppled over backwards and landed on the ground below the loading dock. Period. He reported he had a brief loss of consciousness lasting a few minutes. Period. He stated the incident was witnessed. Period. He regained consciousness with several people standing around him. Period. He had already been to the emergency room. Period. And that part about, I just mentioned, about a clip being toppled, I'll put in parentheses, I think this is a typographical error. He had an unrevealing physical examination, except for elevated blood pressure at 140 over 102, period. They rendered diagnoses of cervical coma, thoracic coma, and lumbar sprains, as well as concussion, period. Dr. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, initiated him on conservative care, period. He followed up at WorkNet over the next several weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, a lumbar MRI was done on 11-21-20 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner beginning 1-8-21. Period. He had not yet been contacted about starting physical therapy. Period. He was on medications for blood pressure, coma, cholesterol, coma, and gout, including allopurinol. Period. Dr. Kirshner's colleague, Dr. Cataldo, C-A-T-A-L-D-O, performed an evaluation and diagnosed lumbago. Pretty recommended ibuprofen and Flexeril, as well as light duty. Perry was going to follow up after physical therapy. Per Dr. Cataldo was going to consider him after medical improvement at the next visit. Perry returned on 2/5/21, having 4 sessions of physical therapy with an 85% to 90% improvement. Perry, however, he did not feel ready to return to work in a full duty capacity. Per Dr. Cataldo had him continue physical therapy and ibuprofen. He ascertained a history of a prior back injury 3 to 4 years ago after a slip and fall. He went to the emergency room and was treated with medication, after which there was no further treatment and his symptoms and the pain had resolved. Paired his last visit with Dr. Cataldo was either on 2/25/21 or 2/23/21 period. They reviewed his MRI with him at that time. Period. He purchased a memory foam for his bed that seemed to help 90% of his pain. Period. Clinical exam was again unrevealing, with straight leg raising test negative for sciatic nerve involvement. Period. Dr. Cataldo on this visit ascertained a history of a prior motor vehicle accident in 2007 that caused neck, mid back, and lower back pain. He had x-rays and MRIs done and prescribed physical therapy, chiropractic, and injections. He did state he saw Dr. Barry Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, but that case was closed. After that accident, he also had numbness and tingling in his arms and legs, but feels they were more increased now. He wrote there were no changes on his new MRI to lumbar spine from 12/5/20. He was again deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. He was cleared to work in a full duty capacity. Physical exam head normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical active extension was to 50 degrees with tenderness. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Parathoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 9/10/20, Fred Kennedy reportedly was injured at work. There are some discrepancies as to the mechanism of injury. In one location, he describes that he slipped and fell from a standing position. Perry currently reports he was seated in a forklift when it fell to the ground. Perry also has provided contradictory reports as to whether he experienced loss of consciousness. He was attended to by EMS personnel and taken to the emergency room. Perry underwent CAT scans of his head, neck, and a CT angiography of his neck, none of which showed any acute abnormalities. In paragraph, he then began treatment with WorkNet, who had him participate in physical therapy. He remained somewhat symptomatic. A lumbar MRI was done on 11/21/20 to be inserted. Perry then was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner beginning 1/8/21. Physical therapy was rendered with significant improvement in his symptoms. As of 2/25/21, Dr. Kirshner released him from care to full duty. Prepared a new paragraph. The current examination was virtually benign, particularly with respect to the subject event. Appeared to be playing straight leg raise maneuvers through negative bilaterally, and he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, and total disability referable to the cervical or lumbar spines regarding the 9-10-20 event. Period. He apparently had sustained injuries to his spine on at least one prior occasion. Period. He had MRI studies done and treated with physical therapy, but had residual pins and numbness and tingling in his extremities. Period. Those pre-existing conditions were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. End.